Alléluia. Alléluia. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Good morning to those watching us online. Let us rise up as we give glory and praise to the Most High, for He is worthy of our praise. Let's stand up and give Him all the praise He deserves this morning. Hallelujah.
Lord, praise God. Jesus and others above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power, great in glory.
be our holy name.
Jehovah El, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah El.
Yes, Lord. You are the Most High. And we worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. We exalt your exalted name. Let all the earth hear it loud and clear. Our God is a good God, and his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege accorded us once again to come before your throne room, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Be exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords forever. Forgive us every sin. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father, that today half of the year is completed. And tomorrow we start the new half. And Lord, oh God, we are filled with expectation that greater things are in store for us. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. It's also always a great joy for us to be back home, to see your wonderful faces and to celebrate the goodness of God together in this house. May the hand of God rest upon you, and may his goodness be revealed in each life. In Jesus' name we decree it so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, before Mama comes and leads us in our time of prayer, I received instruction from the Lord this morning. And tonight, if you may please put the Zoom number on the screen and please take note of it. By now you should know it. But for the benefit of those that have not joined us at any time on Zoom, we're going to put the number up. At midnight tonight, we are going to have a prayer meeting. And if you're not able to be here, that's fine. You can log in on Zoom. It's going to last maybe 30 minutes or an hour. But the instruction is to pray about this next half of the year that we're starting at midnight tonight. Are we together? So, at midnight, I ask for that to be sought out well before now. We shouldn't be doing that. Please put it back. That's the number. That's the passcode. Okay? Write it down. If you don't have Zoom, because you've not used Zoom, because you've been in services, download Zoom. That's Z-O-O-M. Download it. It's a meeting place. And at midnight tonight, log on. And we'll be together in prayer. The Lord is going to do something for us. Amen? So please, what time again?
Midnight.
12 o'clock. Thank you so very much. What are we going to do? Okay, if you are not able to be here, log in. I am going to be here. If the crew cannot be here, that's fine. I'll be here with my iPad. And we're going to have a connection at the midnight hour for breakthroughs. There are many things that happen at the midnight hour in the Word of God. And when the Lord said to me this morning, I'm calling for a meeting at the midnight hour, I said, Lord, yes, sir. Hallelujah. So I've spent a lot of time talking about what time now? Midnight hour, 12 o'clock. What are we going to be doing? Prayer meeting. Come here. I need some cash. Somebody give me some cash. Give me some cash. My wallet is not on me. Thank you. Here, that's for you.
Thank you.
Bless you. You're welcome. It's paying attention. Praise the Lord. There's a reward when you pay attention. We're not children, right? But I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to drive it deep into our spirit, because this is very important. What's happening at 12 o'clock tonight? Central time. A prayer meeting. We've never done this. And I never do anything without instruction. So when the Lord said, do this, I want you to participate. I know you're going to be working in the morning. Oh, no, you're not. It's a public holiday. Ah, perfect. I like it. He's working. Don't you know that there's a holiday called July 1st holiday? So let's congregate together in person or via Zoom. Okay? I'm going to be here. Praise the Lord. And that door is going to be closed at 11:45. That means if you're not here by 12 o'clock, and you're planning on being here, if I'm the only one here, that door is closed at 11:45. If I'm not the only one here, then you have a chance of coming in. But at 12 o'clock for sure, 11:55, for sure it's going to be closed, because those that are keeping the door need to be in here for what? The prayer at 12. Huh? 7 p.m.? Oh, 7. No, we're still doing our 7 p.m. Don't worry about that. 7 p.m., we're still here. And then we'll go home. Hallelujah. And then we come back. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's more of you. Let's meet with the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. Those of you that are listening in Africa or wherever, I don't know what the time period is for you, be here. Something is about to break open. Amen? Amen? I was in a concert last night and prayed the closing prayer, and the Lord said, the dam is broken. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's cleaning out all the debris. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And fertile soil, amen, is going to settle in the banks for new growth. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So get ready for a miracle, for a change. Amen. Hallelujah. Note the numbers. The meeting ID number is 851-8432-5513. And the passcode is 945071. Take note of it. Join online. It's not going to be on YouTube. It's only going to be on Zoom. And in person. God bless you. Mama, please come.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, good day, everyone. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to pray for our children. The rest of you, you can stretch your hands. And if you're sick or anything is wrong, you need a miracle, you can join them. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for all our families. Thank you for all our children, biological children, spiritual children, extended families, partners, and all the children standing here before me and those hearing the sound of my voice. From age 120 plus to 04, we commit everyone into your hand, that everyone's heart will be turned to you, that they will continue to walk with you. Enoch walked with you, and he made it. May we continue to walk with you, and may we all make it. In the name of Jesus, your word said the midnight cry is going to come, and many shall be left behind. May we not be left behind. May when your call come, as the bridegroom come, may the bride be ready. Continue to polish us, and continue to walk in our hearts. Let our hearts be pure before you as these children's heart. May their heart be pure before you. In the name of Jesus, bless them in their going out and coming in. All the children from 120 plus to zero, from those in the womb, walking in the earth, every one of them, we call every one of us blessed and highly favored of the Lord. May your eyes always watch over us. And may you correct us when we go wrong. In Jesus' mighty name, we declare so done. Amen. And those that are sick, we declare you be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those that are troubled, we speak peace over your life. Peace be still, and every storm ceases. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare so done. Amen. Amen. Well, bless you. See you later. Spirit of the living God, we continue to welcome you into our hearts, into the service, into this place. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you. I say, have your way in this service, in our lives, in our homes, in our city, in our nation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't think I saw you guys for like 2 weeks. 1 week, I think I was not feeling well. I had a cold, so I was coughing a little bit, so I stayed away from you guys. Because children always come to hug me, so I didn't want to be the one spreading anything. Then the other week we were away, so praise the Lord. We just got in yesterday, so to God be the glory. Praise the Lord for supernatural strength. Hallelujah. All right, Joel 2. So even me, I'm very tired, but I'll try to make it here for the night prayer. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to miss out on what God wants to do. Joel 2. Blow ye the... You can catch up. Here, 32 verses to catch up. Blow you the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. A day of darkness and a day of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong there had not been that there had not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. May we be those people that are these special people. Say amen. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. May the Lord do this for us as he does it for Israel. Say amen. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. That's speedify. Say amen. May the Lord do this for us. Say amen. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains, shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as the strong people set in battle array. Say amen. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Say big amen. God is preparing a mighty people before he comes back. May you and your household be part of that mighty army. Say amen. These are fierce people. They are not weak in any way. May all weakness fall off our lives. Say amen. They say, neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that means no weapon formed against any one of us shall ever prosper. Hallelujah. So no matter where it's fashioned from the pits of hell, from the hands of men, it shall never hurt you. Say amen. So they're beginning to spread another news again that a terrible COVID is coming again. So you begin to stand on this word, it shall not hurt me. No weapon shall ever hurt me. You better put on your fire. Say amen. 9, they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining because of this mighty army that God is preparing. Say amen. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for his strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart. Who's speaking in this chapter? The Lord. So you better pay attention to the voice of the Lord. Verse 12 again. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. How many things you should turn? Turn your heart with 3 things. Fasting, weeping, mourning. And rend your heart, and not your garments. And turn unto the Lord your God, for his gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repented him of the evil. May every judgment the Lord wants to place upon us and our household pass over in the name of Jesus. Any judgment on our city, on our nation, may it pass over. May the Lord repent of such evil on our behalf. You better say big amen. Learn to say amen to personal and national prayers. Because when things go wrong, they will never affect you. Somebody say, I'm not a casualty. I've always told, if you are casual, you are going to be a casualty. Somebody say, I'm not a casual person. Say a big amen. 14. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. What is happening tonight? A solemn assembly. We don't discuss. Apostles have told you we don't share scriptures or whatever we're doing. We talk about after the service is over, but not before. Praise the Lord. So God is calling a solemn assembly tonight for the next half of the year. 6 months is gone so speedily. May our next 6 months be great. Say amen. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, and assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breast. So you can't say, I have to put children to bed tonight. Bring your babies. Amen. So if they are crying, it's all right for them to be here. It's not going to disturb anyone. If you're really focusing on the Lord, some of those things, they really, children don't disturb. It's usually adults that disturb. So we give God praise. Say amen. Say amen. Oh, I like how this is sounding in my ear. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. May the Lord meet with us in the name of Jesus. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? So we're going to cry to the Lord to have mercy on all of us. Say amen. See, between the porch and the altar, I've always told you, when you come to church, the sanctuary is not your talking place. Some of you, you don't listen. I come in, that's the first thing. You love to talk. You don't love to seek God. You just yap. You know, there are angels everywhere. So if you feel like talking, talk at the foyer. That's where that place is for. Praise the Lord. You see, this is a place where you meet God, between the porch and the altar. It's a holy place. Somebody say, I'm not a casual person. Say, I'm not casual. Casual persons get casualties. Say it like a prayer. I'm not a casual person. No casualties for me. Say amen. You people are English people, so what is casualty? All right. Get your dictionary when you get home. All right, verse 18. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Say amen. We are God's people, and the land of Israel, land of Canada, every nation belong to him. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. Amen. Amen. The people that dwell in it, the fullness thereof, all the minerals, all the vegetations, all the waters, everything, they are all of the Lord. Say amen. May the Lord be jealous over our land and restore us back to himself. Say amen. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm expecting corn, that's bread, I'm expecting wine. I'm expecting the wine representing the Holy Spirit and the oil representing his anointing. Somebody say, I'm expecting great things in this next 6 months. Say amen. You shall be satisfied therewith. Satisfaction is coming my way. Say amen. Somebody say, no regrets for me, but satisfaction. May the Lord satisfy us. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. They will not look at you and your family and say, they serve God so much, look at there's nothing. But they see you and say, thank God, I want what they have. Say amen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and I will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the uttermost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savour shall come up, because he had done great things. May God drive away all the wicked armies that is against Israel and against us, in the name of Jesus. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. How many of you are expecting great things? Say amen. Don't expect your nation to go into recession. Begin to expect your nation to begin to flourish. Because you're going to pray for your nation. You're going to pray for your family. You're going to pray for your church. You're going to pray for your business. You're going to pray for your ministry. Say amen. 22, be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Somebody say, great harvest. We expect great harvest. Somebody say, I expect great harvest from the Lord. Say amen. 23, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive both rains. Amen. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive restoration. Somebody shout restore. Everything the enemy has touched in my life and in my family, I receive restoration. Say amen. He'll restore your business. Begin to expect to do greater business than ever. Better yields than ever. That's what the Lord is saying. In business, in ministry, in family, greater. In resources. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. 26, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Say amen. Wonder God is going to do wonderful things in my life and in your life. Say amen. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Say amen. That's what he's going to do for Israel, and that's what he's going to do for us. With the war around there, people think, you know, a lot of tourism helps the economy of Israel. Now they do other things, but God is going to do wonderful things. Say amen. Say amen. Bible says God is jealous over his land. So go fight with God and see how much you're going to get. 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Are there flesh in this house today? Say, yes, Lord, I am here, pour it on me. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Say amen. All your sons and your daughters. I say, all my sons, all my daughters, they shall prophesy. Remember, your seed is not only for now, it's for generations. The seed from Abraham's loins was blessed, and out of that, Jesus came. Somebody shout hallelujah. They last thousands of years. Say, all my seeds, generation to generation, my sons shall prophesy. My daughters shall prophesy. The word of the Lord will always be in their mouth. Say amen. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Somebody say, all the old men in my family, they shall dream dreams. All the young men in my family, they shall see visions. Say amen. I hope when you have time, pray these things for yourselves. Say amen. Not when you have time, make time. Amen. Say redeeming the time. So you cannot allow the world to eat up your time. You must give a portion to the Lord and to yourself. Say amen. And also upon the servants and upon the maidens, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Even all your staff, they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. All my staff shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, both male and female. The Holy Ghost upon them, the Spirit of the Lord will move upon their lives. Say amen. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, are there people calling on his name, shall be delivered. Is anyone calling his name right now? Jesus is my Lord. So when you call upon him, deliverance has come. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. May you be part of that remnant. May you not be among those that are going to perish. May you be those that will never be ashamed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glorious God. Excellent God. Hallowed be your holy name. I know why you're still sitting. You want me to tell you to rise? Hallelujah. Hallowed be your holy name. Glorious, amazing Father, who has loved us with an everlasting love. You have made special plans for your children. We receive your plans. We receive your word. We receive all that you have planned to do for us. We receive the manifestation. We receive the infallible proof of your word working wonders in our lives, in our families, in ministry, in business, in children, in spouses, in parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Every decade of life, you are working in every one of us. We are work in progress. You have finished the work, but we are manifesting the finished work. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise for the mighty works you're doing now. We thank you, O God, that it is well with us. In the next 6 months, everything will fall in place. In the name of Jesus, we expect to eat and be satisfied. We expect to rejoice and be glad. We expect to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his resurrection. We give you praise. We give you praise. We expect good news. We expect you to steal every enemy in the name of Jesus. Even you have said the beast should not be afraid. So everything around us is taken care of, including our pets. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Victory upon victory. Success upon success. Good news upon good news. Testimonies upon testimonies. We expect mega testimonies. The wondrous doing of the Lord. We say, look at what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in our sight. Oh, great God, we bless your holy name. Wonder, 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 God. We will say you have done wondrously. Father, we have a mighty testimonies that is going to flow into our lives. And out of our mouths, we will give you all glory. Father, we thank you for the mighty works you are doing in Israel. Oh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, remember your everlasting covenant. Make it manifest. Touch your people, Lord. Save your people. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Mount Zion stands there, and Lord, let there be deliverance. Upon Jerusalem, there shall be peace. Peace within her walls and her palaces, and prosperity to your people, Lord. Restore, restore, restore everyone that has affected any one of us. Restore your people, Lord, that they will give you glory and honor. And draw your people back to you. Let the temples be full. Let the synagogues be full. Let the churches be full of people coming to seek your face, asking God to have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, that the corn, the wine, and the oil will be restored. In the name of Jesus, we say restore, 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 restoration upon the nation of Israel, upon Canada, upon Nigeria, upon United States of America, upon Bolivia, upon Yugoslavia, upon India. In the name of Jesus, and all the islands of the seas, and every nation where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Hear their cry, O God, and draw your people back to you. We declare and decree revival in our land. In the name of Jesus, every weakness and every spirit of lethargy be removed from us. Let strength come to your body. You said these are mighty people, mighty warrior army. Lord, that walk and leap on walls and mountains, Father, restore our strength. We call for supernatural strength. In the name of Jesus, bless the service, bless the giving, bless your people, bless the ministers and the leaders and all the workers of righteousness, from youngest to the oldest, oldest to the youngest. We are the blessed of the Lord, walking in divine blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, we open up our heart to receive your holy word. Let it come with power, with victory, with success, with change, in the name of Jesus. And those who publish the word, may they be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is very strong in the house. Just try to contain as much as you can. Amen. Amen. Apostle.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. The message that I'll be sharing with us today, I am very certain I'm not going to be able to complete. So we are going to go as far as we can today and continue to build on it. The passage of Scripture that is at the core of the message this morning. It's a passage of scripture that we are all very aware of. And if I were to state the first part of it, you will complete it for me. So if I were to say, if my people, you see, I knew it, will call for my name. But a strange thing about the message this morning is that the Lord said to me, I want you to let my people know something. I said, what is it? The Lord is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. So I thought, okay, that's what the message is going to be. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. And then it brought me to 2 Chronicles. And as I was reading through 2 Chronicles, I saw the same words. That is in Psalm 106 and verse 1. It was right there in 2 Chronicles. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. So I said, celebrating the goodness of God, I said, God, you said I should do this, and then you bring me to this, and you show me this, and he began to show me even more. And I was getting more excited by the moment. God has something on his mind. And he wants you and I to understand that he's a good God. And his mercies endure forever. May I say to you that we're about to go into my God. There's a song I wrote many years ago. And this morning as I was getting ready, I started singing that song. I've not sung that song for years. I didn't even remember all the words. But it goes something like this. Lord, take my hands and walk with me. At the cool of the day, let the spirit of life make sure we are one every day. Lord, take my hands and walk with me. Lord, don't leave me alone in this rough, rocky way. Just take my hands and lead me on. Lord, take my hands and walk with me at the cool of the day. And I kept on singing that song. And the Lord is talking to me about having a prayer meeting tonight. And I said, pulling information that had been given to me, and I came to understand something. The next 6 months, not just the next 6 months, starting tonight I'm moving on. Things are about to change. I don't know if you heard what I said. There is going to be the beginnings of a great change. And you better be on the right side of this change. Let me say this right now. You better be on the right side of this change. Because if you are not, if you are playing, Mama said it over and over again, if you're casual, you're going to be a casualty. Did you hear her say that again? Yeah. Over and over and over and over again? Well, and as she was reading the passage of scripture that she was reading, it became clear. You see, because the armies there are the armies of God that were bringing disaster and destruction. Before them was the Garden of Eden. Things are good. But when they left, it was a mess. Are you with me? Listen. Are you listening? You sure you're listening now? Please, listen up. Things are about to hit the fan. And you better be on the right side. You better be on the right side. Don't say you are not warned. Some people, the people on the right side, it's like everything is just going to be fine and rosy and things are going to just be wonderful. But on the flip side, it's going to be terrible. I don't know how to describe terrible to you, but it's going to stink. Did you hear that? It's trouble is coming. But there's going to be a separation between Egypt and Goshen. Be the person of covenant. Hallelujah. Prophetic words are not to scare us, but to forewarn us. I don't know. I don't need to come here and say, "Thus saith the Lord." You should just understand, "Thus saith the Lord." We're not here playing games. Hallelujah. Things are not going to be the same. But God wants you to know that He is good. When you see all the trouble that is hitting, He says, just remember to give thanks, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Somebody say, I will give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good, and His mercies endure it forever. Did you hear that? What did it say? What did it say? Give what? Give what? I know we are streaming right now, and it's on YouTube, and it's not customary for us to be talking back and forth, me asking you questions. I should just do my thing, talk, and that's it. But this is not that. This is too important. The key factor is what? Give thanks. Do what? In everything, give thanks.
No matter what you see happening, give thanks. Celebrate the goodness of God. It is in your giving of thanks that you will experience mercy. Give thanks to God. Be thankful towards each other. Celebrate the goodness of God. Any little thing that you got, thank God for it. Thank you, Lord, I have this pencil to write. Thank God for it. Are you listening? What did I say? Give thanks. Let your life be a life of thanksgiving. When it looks like things are not good and you want to complain, shh. Do what? Shh. Zip it. This is not the time for you to complain, because you are going to have many reasons to complain. But your way out is in your thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter into his gates. Oh, things are really bad. Is that what it says?
No.
What does it say? Enter with what? Thanksgiving. Because the king does not want to see a sad face. You come before the king with a sad face. Nehemiah said it. He said, you don't come before the king with a sad face because your head will be off. No, you come with thanksgiving. No matter what this problem is, I thank you, Lord, that even though I feel hunger, you are feeding me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I can feel something. Because if I can't feel something, I'm dead. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can breathe. Do you know how much it costs to breathe? Stop. Have problems breathing right now. Let them take you to that hospital over there, and you'll find out how much it costs. Do you know how much it costs to pee? When you can go use the washroom by yourself, you have a lot of thanksgiving to give. Hallelujah. If you have hair, thank God that you have hair to comb. If you don't have hair, thank God you don't have to worry about combing it. Hallelujah. There's always a way to thank God. What is the key thing now?
Thanks.
I pray that before you get out of the door today, you don't start complaining. The service was so long. No, thank God that you got good butts to sit down, good chairs, and you enjoyed the time. That you had the ear to hear what was being said. Thank God. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and I encourage you to read through 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Solomon starts out by giving thanks to God. He's given sacrifices. He prayed. Word of God says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Incredible. Can you imagine? You're praying and fire comes down from heaven, literally, not symbolic, not a vision, not a dream, literal. God's fire comes and consumes the burnt offering. But notice, it says, now when Solomon had made an end of what? Praying. Declaring prophetically, the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings, the sacrifices that he put in place. That's how the passage starts. The glory of God fills the house. The priests could not function and do their normal thing anymore because holy smokes. The whole place is smoked up. Wow. The glory of God fills the house. And the Bible says in verse 3, it says, and when the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, they saw how the fire came down. What did they see? They saw Solomon praying. Solomon bringing in the sacrifice. They saw the fire come down and the glory filling the house. They bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, what? For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Prayer, the move of God, and the people understood, hey, it's a privilege to be here. You know, there is a statement that we make in our singing. It's a statement like this: you are worthy of my praise. And as I thought about it, I was hearing that, you're worthy of my praise. I said to myself, I said, what nonsense is this? My praise? You're worthy of it? As if I have something? He is worthy to be praised. But he's not worthy of my praise. My praise is nothing. I don't know if you understand the difference. But we sing songs like that, as if we're doing God. No, no. It's a privilege that you had the opportunity to praise the one who is worthy, that you are allowed to behold his face. It's a great privilege. It's not like God is honored by my presence. No, I'm privileged to behold him. Do you understand the difference? So he brings the sacrifices and he's doing his thing. Then the word of God says, then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. They've already given sacrifices. God has shown up. Now, this is another set. Because when you see the action of God, it should compel you to do more. It says, and King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. How did they dedicate it? Through the offering. And the priests waited on their offices. The Levites also with the instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his what? Mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their minister, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. All Israel did what? Stood. They stood when they had given the offering, and they were now worshiping. The capacity to stand is in our offering. Total giving. Total worship. That's how you get to stand. Stand when? When the storms of life are around, you stand. And having done all, stand. Because there is a war coming, child of God. And you have to have the capacity to stand, not just physically, but spiritually. Stand. It says, moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court. Mama talked about the porch and the altar today as the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. What is that? Whatever it is that even Solomon did, he said it was not enough to handle. Because it takes what God puts together to handle what God wants. Hello? Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath onto the river of Egypt. Now, understand, they're dedicating the temple. Yes? So what is this? A very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath. What is that? Hamath means fortress. Onto the river of Egypt. Egypt means the land of double straits. You understand what a strait is? A strait is a narrow spot, a tight spot. Yes? But straits in geographically, a strait is the narrow spot that joins two large waters. Yeah? Okay, that's a strait. Okay. So what is the word of God trying to talk about here? About the fortress and the tight spot. God is saying to us, he's saying, at the same time he kept the feast 7 days. Seven represents the number of completion, and Israel with him, and a very great congregation from the entering in of the fortress to the river of Egypt, or the land of straits, double straits. And the word of God is saying that in the time of coming together in this solemn gathering, because this is solemn gathering, God dealt with the issues of limitation in the fortress, the things that limited and kept all of your stuff, and the place that is narrow, that is keeping things tight. God begins to deal with all of the limitations. Did you get that? That's why that. Because Egypt is way over there. Hamath is way over there. But God is saying, in the time of thanksgiving, in the time of worship and adoration, in the time of your understanding that the Lord God is good and His mercies endure forever, I'm going to deal with those fortresses and those dire straits situations in your life. Are we together? I'm going to deal with the fortress. I'm going to deal with the dire straits in your life, in the place where you are surrendered, dedicating my house, bringing in your offerings, giving your all. It says, and in the 8th day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And then he goes on and says, and on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel his people. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? Good, and his mercy endureth forever. So the Bible says, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came unto Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. Notice two things here. Solomon finished first what? The house of the Lord. And then he did what? The king's house. The house of the Lord, then the king's house. What do we do? We do our house, then we think about doing something about the Lord's house. What does the Lord Jesus say? Seek ye first the what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. You can stop a lot of problems by staying true to seeking first kingdom purposes. How do I put this to you? If the enemy enemy's agenda is to make certain that you're not a giver by squeezing you, and you yield to that squeeze, you will stay squeezed. Did you hear what I said? If the enemy's agenda is to stop you from giving, and he brings a problem into your life that makes it impossible for you to give, and you yield to not giving, you will stay in that problem. Your way out is to give thanks. I'm not speaking out of just saying something. I know this to be true, because the best giving you can give is when it is not possible for you to give. Because when you give, then it becomes precious. Amen. Did you get that? It is now precious. It is now a real sacrifice. And that's what gets you out. My giving, you cannot tell from my giving what my financial situation is. Never. You will never. Did you hear what I said? Never. I used to give 100. Now I'm giving 50 because things are tight. It is not going to happen. In fact, I might give 101. To frustrate the enemy so that he understands I am not squeezable. You are not going to regulate my life. No. I determine what's happening in my life by what I say, by what I do, by how I carry myself. I am going to always say the Lord God is good and his mercies endure forever. That's what's going to happen. You're going to squeeze me. Right. His stride and my giving increased. He squeezed, I increase. He squeezed, I increased it. He squeezed and increased it. Well, if I'm so increased and I'm hungry, I'll turn it around and say, I'm fasting. What are you going to do? Paul and Silas are out there in prison, and in the midnight hour, what are they doing? Complaining and griping? No, they're praising God. You gonna shut me up? No, I'm not shutting up. I am going to declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. He's a good God. He causes all things to work together for my good. I am not surrendering to any spirit, to any lie, to this deceptive spirit. No, I declare the truth of the word of God. I say, this is the will of God for my life. I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to be everything God says I can be. When he had his order in place, the word of the Lord came to him. He says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. He appeared to Solomon, how? By night. It didn't say he appeared to Solomon in the night. So God, who inhabits the darkness, in the midst of the darkness, shows up to Solomon. Listen, when God wants to surprise all of your enemies, sometimes it comes in the dark. He says he's going to come like a thief in the night. So sometimes in the midst of your night experience, the word of God says, night after night, speaketh or releases knowledge. So when things are dark, rather than complaining, remember I said he appeared to him by night, not in the night. By night. That this is how he appeared to him. Are we on the same page? By night. He says to him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of what? For an house of what? Did you know that this is the place for sacrifice? The house of God, he says, is a place of sacrifice. He said, I heard your prayers, the prayers that you were praying, but I've chosen this place as a place of sacrifice. Ha. Huh. Oh,
there are so many needs at the church. I keep on giving and giving and giving. Listen, your giving is not for naught. God chooses particular places as a place for you to sacrifice, bring the sacrifice. And watch this, watch this. Verse 13 says, if I shut up heaven, that means no rains. That there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people. If my people, some say, if my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in where? In this place. What place? The place of what? The place of what? Did I make that up? No, it's in the place of sacrifice. He says, if it hits the fan and everything is going crazy, go to the place of sacrifice. Do you have the place of sacrifice? He said, go to the place of sacrifice. But if you have made your house the place of sacrifice, you can have your time. But if you've made his house the place of your sacrifice, he gives you an opportunity to build your house. God is not trying to rob you of the capacity to build your house. He says, you seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and every other thing, whatever else is looking for, fighting to get, he says, it's going to come to you. It's going to pursue after you and overtake you. That is the mind of God. Hallelujah. You've got to know how the system works. It works by the way God has set it up, but not the way you want to set it up. Not the way I want to set it up, but the way that God has set it up. So let's go back. Verse 16, before we go back. It says, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Where, what house? The house of sacrifice. Since my eyes are there. Years ago, I said to you, if you're going through an issue and it's not getting solved wherever else you're praying about it, that you should come where? Come here. Is that what I told you? That's got to be at least a decade or two ago. Come here. God is here. I know he's everywhere. But he's paying his attention, zeroing in on this place. If this is the place of sacrifice for you, then right here, you can do business with him. When Jesus, our Lord, used the word business, guess where he used it? In the house of God. He said, didn't you know I'll be about my Father's business? But the people of the world, or the religious-minded people, were trying to do business there based on what they wanted. And he kicked them out. And he says, my house shall be a house of what? Prayer. Because it starts with prayer, but it ends up with sacrifice.
What did verse 1 say? And when Solomon had made an end of what? Praying. When he had made an end of what? You mean there's going to be a time we will make an end of praying? Yes. That's the place where you and God are working so closely together. You know, remember the statement of the Lord when Moses said, what am I going to tell them sent me? He said, just tell them, I am that I am is the one that sent you. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. You know what that means? God says, I am that I am. This I am is a reflection of this I am. But God says, the reflection of I am becomes I am. Oh, how do I explain this? You're looking at a mirror. The mirror is an image of you. God created you to be his what? Image and his likeness. And God says, my reflection, my image becomes me. Oh. So God embodies whoever it is that's representing him. Did you get that? You represent me, you become me. Because you embody me, and I embody you, we become one. Oh. Remember the song I started singing? This God is so amazing to me. I'm not that smart, but he's so smart. Because one of the lines is, let the spirit of life make sure that we are one. God, when I show up, let it be like you showed up. That's where God wants to take you and I. Jesus, our Lord, said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. You see me? You've seen the Father. What are you looking for? You see me, you've seen God. God wants you and I to be so connected with him that when people see us, when they are in our presence, they feel like they're in the presence of God. And that's why this statement, if my people, you know the word people is the Hebrew word am. Now that's not like I am that I am. That's a different word. But the actual word for if my people, the word people is the word am. If my people, which are called by what? By my name. Why they? I don't call this monitor here a chair. Because it is not. It's a TV monitor. I don't call this podium here a car. Because it's not. I will call it by its name. And God saying, if my people who are called by my name, God wants to call you by his name. I don't think you got that yet. So let me take you somewhere else. Revelation chapter 3. Oh, wow. Where did the time go? Revelation chapter 3. I'm going to take it up from verse 7. This is the church of Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love. It says, unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shut it, and shut it and no man open it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Someone say open door. That's what God is calling you and I to. The first time the Lord gave us this word was in 2019, I believe. Just before COVID. The Lord told us about the open door and the shut door. Remember that? And I said to us at that time, the doors are going to be shut. But at the same time, while the doors are shut, the doors are going to be open. How many of you remember this? Well, we're coming back to that. He says, for thou hast little strength. But with your little strength, he says, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. You've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. He says, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. These are those religious people, gatherings. He says, we say they are Jews. Or in our case, they will say, I'm a Christian. But there's nothing Christian about them. And are not, but do lie. Because they belong to the father of lies, the devil. He says, behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. See, you've got little strength, meaning that they've got great strength, great capacity. I'm going to make those people that think they're all that, they're going to come to you. Why? You kept my word and you did not deny my name. This is the day and the time that you've got to make the decision that you're going to hold on to the word of God and not deny his name. You've got to let the world know what side you are in. He says, they're going to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because, why? Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. You've kept the word of my patience. The word is the word for patience, the word hupomone. That means to stand under. I've shared that with you. In other words, you need to come under the shelter and the canopy of my word. That's what patience is. You staying under the covering of God, trusting that God is going to shelter you through the storm. Because it's about to rain. All kinds of stuff. It says, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. There is an hour of temptation, and you're about to step into it. Choose the right side. So I'm going to keep you, those who keep my word and order my name. He said, I'm going to keep you from the temptation which shall come upon all the world. This is global. To try them that dwell upon the earth. To try them. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Keep your crown. If the word of God says, take a hold of it and keep it, that no man take it, it means it's possible for it to be taken. And the only way you're going to keep it is because you are staying under the covering of God. You're holding on to the word of God and you have his name. And that's where it's going to take us to now. Listen to this. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I'll write upon him the name. I'm going to write upon him the what? The name of my God. And the name of the city of my God. Did you read about Jerusalem today? Mm-hmm. We don't talk about anything that has to do with the service. Which is New Jerusalem. So I'm going to write New Jerusalem on you. Guess what the New Jerusalem is? It has the streets of gold, layers, pearly gates. Are you with me? God, in the midst of all the mess, I am writing my name on you. I'm writing the name of my Father on you. I'm writing the name of the New Jerusalem on you. Hallelujah. Which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. You mean Jesus is going to have a new name? Yes. Why does he have to be, he shall save the people from their sins, Jesus, anymore? He's already done that. So he's going to come up with a new name. He's going to have a new name. We are not going to be calling Lord Jesus when we get there. You have a new name. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Come on, somebody help me here. That new name, I don't know, you don't know. Maybe it might be the name that we're not using right now, called Emmanuel. Well, I don't know. God with us, because he's always going to be with us. Who knows what that name is? He doesn't tell us. Or else some of us would have jumped already and started using that new name. No, for now, it is this name. Amen? So, bottom line, if my people who are called by my name, what name? The name of God the Father, the name of the city of God, the New Jerusalem, the name, that new name. He says, there's a new name. If my people who are called by my name shall do what? Humble themselves. You've got the name of God. Why are you humbling yourself? Well, because one, God doesn't want you to operate in the spirit of pride and say, look at me. I'm God walking in the earth. I can do anything I want. No. He says, humble yourself. Chill. Hallelujah. But humbling yourself also is a statement about recognizing the fact that without him, you're nothing. Any man or woman of God that is being used by God, that does not recognize the fact that it is God that has raised him up and acknowledges who God is a disaster, not just waiting to happen, but it's a disaster that is happening right then. I prayed and this happened. My prayer works. Shut up. If God did not answer, I don't care how many prayers you prayed, it's useless. God answers prayers. Hallelujah. So the grace and the ability to pray is only because of him. Amen? I will stop there for now. But there's so much in this passage that we need to explore. But for right now, I want you to understand, if my people, which are called by my name, those are the people, they are praying in the place of sacrifice. God hears you in the place of sacrifice. I want you to hear that. And any opportunity that the enemy uses to try to squeeze you, I want you to understand that makes your giving precious. Makes it sacrificial. And God will honor you. I want you to understand, you got to build God's house first. Then you have the capacity to build yours. And God blesses both together. Amen? Put the horse before the cart. You put the cart before the horse is going to have arthritis. You say, how? It's going to be bumping against the cart. It's going to be bumping against the cart and hurting itself. Don't do that. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Well, we'll stop there for now, and we'll continue as the Lord helps us in the days to come. Rise with me. Heavenly Father, we come and we stand under the canopy of your word. We hold on to the word of patience. We hold on to your name. Lord, you're helping us to understand that there are challenges coming. But Lord, oh God, that you are going to do something extraordinary with us as your representatives, as ones connected to you. Our strength may be small, but Lord, oh God, you're saying, in spite of that, I am going to cause that which calls itself great, those of the synagogue of Satan, those who are practicing their evil workings, that you're going to cause them to come and bow to worship you, the living God, at our feet. We thank you, Lord, for that turnaround. And we thank you, Lord, for the grace to make the right decisions in every area of our lives. Healer, deliverer, redeemer, savior, provider, emancipator. Be everything we need in our lives. And help us, O God, to represent you well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord, we decree it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. I want to remind you that today is Missions Sunday. And during Mission Sundays, we give not just our regular giving, but we also give towards missions. God is saying to us, there's an open door. That means there is going to be a movement of taking this word of the gospel even into realms that we have not tapped into. Something is changing. Hallelujah. And we are privileged to participate in what God is doing. So I encourage you today, let's honor God together. And may I remind you once again, Yes, we're going to have our 7 p.m. service tonight, but we are going to be here for the midnight hour. We want to see the next months and the months going on all through the years that are coming ahead of us, especially these next 6 years. We are going to sanctify it. Amen? We're not going to be in the rough ride that the rest of the world is going through. Praise the Lord. Wow. I just heard the Lord say something to me just a moment ago. He said to me, he said, remember the prophetic word I gave to you years ago about how God can download so much information at one point. The prophetic word was about going to work. But the work you're going to no longer exists. The company is closed. But you're going to work there in another dimension. There are going to be economic issues, but you're not going to lose your job. Because even though for some of you, that job does no longer exist, you're still going to work because God doesn't want you to be blank. You got to work. So you're going to be working. You're going to get pays. You're going to get raises. Somebody listening?
Yes.
Sounds crazy, right? But hear what I'm saying to you. Yeah. You're going to get raises. You're going to get promotion. You're going to get bonuses. But it's not from the earth realm.
Yeah.
And God, you're going to be so loaded.
Yeah.
Oh, shakandebrokoma. You're going to be so loaded as a person of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Huh? You're going to be so loaded. But it's not coming from here. It looks like it's coming from here. This is like my white suit experience. Another dimension. I know what I just said sounds really wild, but I'm telling you, I heard the Lord. He gave me that prophetic word years ago, and he just told me, those days are here. You're going to be doing business, getting all kinds of contracts. You're not losing any contract. You're just getting all these contracts. Left, right, and center. And you're making good. But stay. Listen. Hear this next statement. Stay true. God said to Solomon, if you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to bless you on your seats and you're going to enjoy life. But if you don't, I'm pulling everything down. Everything, I'll wreck all of it. So stay true to God, and you're going to keep on enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. So 12 o'clock tonight, let's meet together. Amen? Did we do our offering time? Awesome. Yeah, we did that. You know, remember to give for your missions and invite Mama to come, and we're going to share in communion together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you didn't, because you're a worker and you didn't get to hear the message this morning, please go online right away. Make sure you listen to it. It's fundamental. Take another one. This is the body of the Lord. For the Lord to have you and to have me, he gave total sacrifice. It didn't look like anything was happening. But here we are, all over the world, people tapping into the goodness of God. Right this very moment, there are people in Africa, there are people in Europe, people in the US, in the Caribbean, there are people all over the place that are tapping into the same grace that we are tapping into right now. Some listening to this broadcast right this very moment. The reason I know is that they call and they tell me. This was what was happening in the service. But Facebook and YouTube don't show them. But there are hundreds and thousands of people listening. Don't look at our YouTube and whatever. Those numbers are not true. This very moment, as we take off this body, we are coming into oneness with all that Jesus Christ our Lord accomplished for us. Receive the full impact as you remember Him. Take and eat. In Jesus' name.
Of this cup of blessing, somebody say, I am the redeemed of the Lord.
I am the redeemed of the Lord.
Walking in divine health.
Walking in divine health.
Walking in divine blessings.
Walking in divine blessings.
Walking in divine peace.
Walking in divine peace.
Walking in divine grace.
Walking in divine grace.
Walking in divine favor.
Walking in divine favor.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I will walk.
I will walk.
In the dimension.
In the dimension.
That God is creating.
That God is creating.
For me.
For me.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Let's make a funnel. Heavenly Father, pour into your people. You said you will pour out of your spirit. Lord, pour out of your spirit into us. That which flows in and through us is exactly what is in you. Fill us to the overflow. Say with me, I receive, Father,
I receive, Father,
of your spirit.
Of your spirit.
I am one.
I am one
with you.
With you.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' name, so it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, look forward to seeing you at 7 tonight. And also at 12 for the prayer gathering. Well, let's say hello to those on